You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. A lot of people want to grow in faith. They want their faith to grow. The pathway to growing in faith is hearing the word of God. The scripture says, faith comes by hearing. So one will wonder, how come we are hearing the word of God and faith is not growing? And we are not seeing faith. And you see, faith is not simply something to collect something from God. Faith is trust in God. Faith is depending in God. Faith is walking with God. How come we are not growing in faith? How come people hear the word of God, but they do not do it? One primary problem is revealed in this verse. It says, and hearing by the word of God. It is the word of God that builds faith. It is not the opinions of men. It is not nuggets. It is not points. That is why if the person you are listening to is not somebody that is an oracle of God, by oracle we simply means that a man that God continuously speak through his tongue, you are not going to grow in faith. You may hear things that excite you. You may have excitement, but you are not going to grow in faith. And this is why many believers cannot deal with the challenges that confront them in life. Because what they are hearing has not grown them. Because it is not the word of God. See, it is the word of God that grows your faith. It means that that word must come from faith, must come from the word of God, or must come from God. If what you are hearing does not come from God, it will not inspire faith. I want to tell you, God's word is so powerful that when you hear it, it builds faith inside of you. I've been reading Bible for years, but it made no meaning to me. But when I became born again, I remember when I read the Bible in some of those days, I'll be jumping up and down. One day I read a passage and I was jumping and I actually broke the bed because I was jumping on the bed. Just a scripture that we all read it's a common scripture. As many as believes in him, he gave power to become son of God. But that scripture that day did something else to me. Because for the first time, I heard it from God. See, it's so important if you want to walk in faith that you must hear from God. And whoever is speaking to your life must speak from God. When you pick the Bible that you want to read, you are not reading the Bible so as to fulfill all righteousness. So that you can say you have read the Bible today. The Bible is not a religious book that you are required to just read for the sake of reading. You have to really cry to God and say, Father, I want to hear you. When I read this word, I want to hear you today. Speak to me. That is how faith comes. So that's why you can easily tell who is speaking from God and who is speaking from man. Anybody that is speaking from God will bring faith in people's heart. You will just discover that you are just growing in faith. As you are hearing that word, is building you up. And it's not about the man. It's not about the man that is speaking. It's about what you are hearing. If you want to grow in faith, you must hear from God. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The scripture says the word of God is quick and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. He says that it divides asunder the soul and the spirit. So actually, the word of God is powerful.
But the problem today is that we are attributing the words of men, the opinions of men, the ideas of men as the word of God. Anybody can open the Bible and say they are preaching. That does not necessarily mean that God is speaking through them. Sometimes when I see the way people preach, I'm afraid because I know this man is not going to bless the people. Preaching is not about eloquence. It's about waiting until the Lord speaks to your heart. I went to a meeting to speak. They invited me. And as I did, and they gave me some days, you know, notice for some days. As at the time I got to the venue, I still didn't have the word of God. I had the Bible with me. In fact, I was going with my iPad. My Bible app definitely would be on it. But I didn't have the word of God for them. I sat down with them. They were doing singing. I was singing also. Then suddenly, as they were singing, the word of the Lord came. It was as they were singing. I quickly opened my pad and I was checking scriptures because now I know the word of God had come. When I got up to preach, what they had that day was just a few minutes ago while they were singing that it came. Even though I opened the Bible and I was preaching from the Bible. That is what built faith. If the word that is coming to your life is not coming from the lips of God, it will not build faith in you. Empty words, they do damage. They don't do anything. They can inspire you. They can excite you. But they are not going to build your faith. You are not going to be trusting God, depending on Him, loving Him, growing in Him. It is the word that comes from Him that brings about all of that. May God give you understanding. In Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.